go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes. I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Shalom chaverim. That means hello to my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
Happy Hanukkah.
Whoa, Ted, yes.
Or as they say, Chappy Chanukah.
Or Chag Sameach.
Yeah, yes. Chag Sameach. Chappy Chanukah is not an appropriate phrase. We say that because the spelling of the word Hanukkah is many different forms. It can be spelled with a C-H or an H, with two N's, with one N, with two K's, with one K. We spell it H-A-N-U-K-K-A-H. That's what we've adapted.
We have, because that's what Hallmark has adapted.
Go with the winner.
Yeah, and speaking of which, this is still time to send friends, relatives, loved ones, people you do business with, a Hanukkah card. While many Jewish people would appreciate the sentiment of a Christmas card, a Hanukkah card would really warm the cockles of their heart.
Yeah, it will. Remember, it's an eight-day feast. It started Saturday night, so all day Sunday was yesterday. It was the first full day. So we've got the whole week to go here. Now, Hanukkah is actually the Feast of Dedication. Friends, if you talk to the average Jewish person, they'll probably call it the Festival of Lights.
Yeah, because we light candles each and every night in a very special way. But biblically speaking, and in fact, when Jesus, Yeshua, our Messiah, celebrated this feast in the Bible, it's referred to as the Feast of Dedication.
Which is what Hanukkah means.
Yes, Hanukkah means dedication. But in America, it's become the Festival of Lights.
And that's because of the supposed miracle of the one day's worth of sacred oil burning for 8 days. We'll talk more about that in a little bit. But as a result, the Festival of Lights has a significance that points right to Jesus as well, which we're going to explain to you shortly. The Feast of Dedication, though, its proper name also will point right to Jesus. So we got him coming and going. I mean, this Jewish feast is pointing to Jesus.
Yes, and we want to mention it's not a feast that's found exactly in the Bible, although Jesus did celebrate it, and that is recorded, but it is an actual historical event that's found in the historical literature of the world.
Yeah, that's really important, Ted, because it's not a and thou shalt worship on Hanukkah kind of Levitical feast. However, and actually, it didn't occur until after the last book of the Hebrew Scriptures was written, so it's not in the Tanakh, the Hebrew Scriptures. However, the fact that it was the Feast of Dedication and Jesus was in Jerusalem for that feast right out of John chapter 10, verse 22, friends, that significance should not be overlooked. That's in there on purpose.
Oh, yeah. If Jesus celebrated, you know, we say we want to follow Jesus. Well, one of the things Jesus did was celebrate the Feast of Dedication, Hanukkah. And there's some real reasons he did that. And there are real reasons that we should imitate Jesus in the celebration.
Amen. Friends, talk to a rabbi. Talk to your Jewish friends. They're going to say, well, it's the Feast of Lights, and it's about the oil, and we're going to show you in the next several programs it's about Jesus and about a call to following our Jewish Messiah.
Now, and, Jeff, a call to holiness and dedicating ourselves to the things of God. Very important lessons to be learned, and we're going to explore those more in depth over the next couple of days as Hanukkah continues here on Messianic Minutes.
Yeah, and remember the fact that the Scripture points out Jesus was in Jerusalem for the Feast of Dedication means that he accepted it as being a Jewish appropriate celebration.
Yes, he didn't come to do away with stuff. He came to bring a fullness to it. And we're going to show you some more of the fullness of the celebration of this Feast of Dedication.
Amen. Hey, we're Messianic Minutes celebrating 20 years. Glory to God. You don't look that old.
Well, we have been celebrating this year as our 20th anniversary, and we would love to hear from you during the celebration year. Hanukkah is a time of giving of gifts traditionally, and if you would like to send a tax-deductible gift to us at Messianic Minutes, it would be greatly appreciated during our 20th year anniversary. Get our address at the website, messianicminutes.com.
Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua Mashiachinu.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. In the name of Jesus, our Messiah. God of Jacob.